You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams, and for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You know, I like to have fun. I do. But sometimes the topic matter is what the topic matter is, right? And I also, don't run away from the stuff that I feel, think, and that I think is relevant. So the NBA China stuff is a little heavy, and while I'm in that realm, let me get to the other heavy topic that I think should be discussed today, and that's the latest death in boxing. Patrick Day, unfortunately, dying from brain injuries a few days after the fight, after he was knocked out and lost a fight. The brain injuries take his life from what he suffered in the ring. And this is the fourth death this year, fourth death either in the ring or from ring-related injuries this year. I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot. Of course it's sad. It's also the reality of that sport. I mean, boxing is not a Rocky movie. You know, you've seen Rocky movies, right? And Rocky Balboa just like eats a cartoonish amount of headshots. That happens to you. There are real consequences. There's a difference between a film reel and real life. And when we now know what we know about head trauma, we're more informed about it. You know, you hear a lot about the NFL, obviously, when it comes to that. But in the NFL, the head trauma is a side effect of the collision. It is not the goal of the collision. A well-placed punch, the goal, it's not necessarily to cause head trauma, though in some cases it is, because a knockout is, by definition, head trauma. A brain injury. A concussion is brain injury. But the goal is to make contact with the head. That's the goal. I mean, the NFL is legislating that out. And no sport is more dangerous or sees more volume of head trauma than boxing. I mean, even mixed martial arts, sanctioned combat, right, doesn't have near the volume of the head trauma that you see in boxing. Like in MMA, UFC, there's grappling. You might see a brutal knockout, but you're not seeing guys square up where they're somebody's eating 20, 30 punches in a round. The punch that they're eating usually is putting them down. It's not the volume. With boxing, it is what it is. It is what it is. Now, is there something that can be done about it? Things that can be done about it? I mean, sure. There's some. Fights can be stopped more quickly. You know, refs can identify when someone has taken too much punishment, even if they're still out there fighting. But then a lot of people would be upset that the fight was ended when they still theoretically had a chance. If that happens sometimes and it saves a few lives or improves a few lives, I think that's a necessary trade-off to make. Also, you know what you could do is celebrate technicians more. You know, you heard a lot, whatever you think about Floyd Mayweather personally, Floyd Mayweather as a boxer, a lot of times people say he ran away in the ring. Floyd Mayweather didn't run away in the ring. He outboxed people. He outboxed them. You know, there are a lot of fights against world-class fighters that I saw Floyd emerge from unscathed. He could have gone to the club or the casino right after because he didn't take punishment. So celebrating that style of fighting rather than the knockout artist is something that can be done. But ultimately, it's just a dangerous activity. It's a dangerous thing. Period. There's an argument to be made that the sport should be banned. There's also an argument to be made that the individual knows what they're signing up for. I mean, it's not horse racing where there's no free will. It's also not football in the sense where there's a concern, I think, about the numbers when it comes to participation in youth football. There's not a numbers concern in boxing. There's just the concern of the two guys that are squaring off in the ring. And, you know, I referenced Rocky before, but there is some truth to the famous Ivan Drago line from that series. You just got to decide whether you're personally okay with it. That's the reality. Are you all right with it personally? Because as long as the sport continues, people are going to get hurt. And it seems inevitable some are going to die. You know, I consider myself a boxing fan. You know, I'm not a hardcore boxing fan. I'm a casual boxing fan, but I like boxing. And in fact, you know, I probably historically have preferred boxing to mixed martial arts. You know, I like boxing. I take boxing classes. But you know what I don't do in boxing classes? Spar. You won't catch me sparring. I'm not sparring with nobody. I'm not taking any punches to the face, the head. And when there's a big fight, generally I'll tune in. You know, I've followed the sport, especially since I moved to New York right out of college. I mean, one, I was working with someone who's an expert in the boxing field, so some of that was osmosis. And then two, I lived uptown in the city where boxing is really big and popular. So I'm a casual fan. I would consider myself a fan of boxing. But, man, I don't feel very good about it. You know, I was at the Barclays Center for the Deontay Wilder fight against Dominic Brazil. And I've never left a sporting event feeling the way I left that one. You know, the punch in that fight sounded like a car door slamming. And dude, in a sense, it was a beautiful punch. It was I think the flushest contact I've ever seen. You know, like you hit off a tee. It was like Wilder was hitting off a tee. You know, everything was in it. The legs, the follow through, the contact. And Brazil went down in a heap, and I was concerned for his well-being. And that's not typically how the most severe injuries happen, right? I mean, this is a problem people have with football, too. It's like it's generally not the one big shot. I mean, of course it can be. Like I said, by definition, a concussion is a traumatic brain injury. But from my knowledge and experience and talking to, you know, Dr. Bennett Amalu and others about this, it's the repeated head trauma. I mean, that's the real concern in football. And no sport comes close to the repeated head trauma that one can sustain in boxing. I mean, before CTE, there was punch drunk, right? What were you really saying by punch drunk? I don't think there's much more to it than that. It's a consequence of a dangerous thing. 855-212-4227. You know, I guess I could ask, does this send boxing into crisis or something? It actually wasn't covered as much maybe as I thought it would be. Maybe that's because people have become numb to it, given that there have been, you know, these thoughts have been expressed after the previous deaths. But what does that say? Maybe it's because boxing isn't in the mainstream. It's like boxing is like niche mainstream, where it's a niche sport most of the time, and then it becomes a mainstream sport when there's a big fight. Maybe it's because there was not a big name involved when it's a, you know, when it's a bigger name, that can change things a little bit. I don't know. But it is a reality of boxing. 855-212-4227 if you want to express your thoughts on that. Plus, you know, it is in the midst, we are in the midst of football season, so I'll get to some of the goings-ons in the NFL coming up as well, including my embarrassing NFL picks. I lost again last week, didn't I? I think I did. I'm ashamed of myself. I should go into
2-4 last week.
2-4. Yeah. You know what? I feel like this, and this is not making excuses, I feel like every close one has gone against me. You know, like, in last year, I won a lot of the close ones where it's like the half point. Yeah, and I feel like I've lost every half point spread. Or, you know, the Lions should have beat the Packers, by the way, but the Packers should have covered the spread at the same time, and they didn't, and that game would have got me to 500. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and reminding you, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Christy in Throgs Neck, New York. Christy, you're up next. Or is it Crispy here on CBS Sports Radio?
Hey, Robin, just wanted to squeeze in a quick NBA call yesterday.
You're going to do it yesterday?
What's that?
You're going to squeeze in a quick NBA call yesterday?
You said. No, absolutely not. I'm
going to squeeze
in a quick NBA call right now yesterday, because there's no games this morning. Not that I know of. You know how preseason is. Preseason could be kind of wacky, you know? Maybe there is like a game this morning that I didn't know about. But I just wanted to squeeze in a quick call, see what your thoughts are. You know, looking at the Knicks, for example, and I hate to be biased here. I mean, we are from the New York City stomping ground, so I guess we could start off with the Knicks. It's going to be interesting to see how Dave Fizdale goes ahead with that backcourt. I don't think we have like the full scope of how it's going to be looking. I didn't think any of the Knicks backcourt players looked particularly like they didn't blow the frame out yesterday or this preseason for that matter.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure, go ahead.
They don't have talent on the roster. That's, you know, it doesn't really matter how they manage it much. I mean, if you're a Knicks fan, I think you're hoping for development from RJ Barrett and a couple of the other guys. But overall, it's just a bad roster. They don't have good guards. They don't have many non-role players. I think they win somewhere between 20 and 30 game. 30 would be about their ceiling, I think.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the wins, I mean, I don't know how the wins are going to look. I haven't really looked at their schedule one by one. RJ Barrett he was among the few Knicks that looked okay yesterday. I still think he has a problem with not taking shots that he's open for. I think he only had one three-point attempt throughout the game. But he did have, I think his field goal percentage was like off the rack, like upper 70s or something like that. He did look good. He had 19 points. I like the Julius Randle acquisition. I mean, I think that's kind of an underrated acquisition. Although he's a finesse big, you know, he's not a big like Mitchell Robinson or anything like that. You know, he's not gonna be aggressive around the basket or anything. But I think that's an underrated acquisition. He's a pretty good big. He's a good scorer. He does know how to spread the ball around. Obviously he's a perimeter shooter. He took 8 three-pointers yesterday, 50% from the arc. But I still think it's going to be a bit interesting, you know, from an evaluation standpoint. You know, who's it going to be? You know, who's Dave Fizdale's guy, though? I know we don't have a great backcourt. Look at Dennis Smith Jr., Elfrid Payton. Yeah, even Alonzo Trier got in the mix.
I just would hate to be in David Fizdale's position. There's no fix. They don't have a quality guard on the roster. I mean, and what you're saying about Julius Randle, I mean, Julius Randle's a nice player, but the problem is he's their best player. I mean, I know there's a lot of Knicks fans, and I feel for them, but the Knicks are going to be flat out bad. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They just do not have a roster to compete at the NBA level. You have to hope that RJ Barrett turns into, you know, they need a, it's going to be tough watching Porzingis play for the Mavericks, but they need a star to emerge. And you hope it's RJ Barrett, or you hope it's whoever you pick with the next pick. And then you hope guys like Mitchell Robinson, develop, you know, and Julius Randle, you know, hopefully gets better because he's still a relatively young player. But as far as how the roster's managed this year, it doesn't matter. There's no managing of that roster that is going to get them out of the lottery. And you can't look on their schedule because it doesn't matter what their schedule says. Every other team sees the Knicks on the schedule and is counting that as a win or a possible win. But bringing up basketball for a second, you did remind me of something. You remember the Seinfeld episode where Kramer is on First and First? And he's like, in New York City, you can actually be on First Avenue and First Street. It's funny because you go like south of that, and the streets are totally confusing. If you know, I know I'm not broadcasting in New York, even though I just talked about the Knicks were just talked about for 5 minutes. I know I'm broadcasting across the country right now, but if you're familiar with New York, or even if you're not, like basically it's like below 14th Street, things get a little nutty. Before above that, it's like a grid. It's like 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, like one would expect, right? And then same thing going across. But down there, it's all these crazy street names and the like. But there is a First and First. And Kramer is on First and First. I think he's calling from a payphone or something. And he looks up and he sees, I'm on First and First. I'm at the nexus of the universe. And right now, we are at the nexus of the sports universe. Right, we're on First and First. Who's on First? Us. When it comes to sports, First and First right now, because last night the Astros and Yankees played. Right, Yankees win, extend that series. One of those teams is going to the World Series. One of them's going to the World Series to take on the Nationals. So, I mean, October is the month. Fall Classic is what you call the World Series. It is coming up. College football will be played today. NFL football will be played on Sunday. Where are we in the NFL? We're almost halfway through. As crazy as that sounds, like we're like halfway through the NFL season, are we not? I mean, more or less, until they get that 17th game. We're very close to halfway. I mean, not quite. We're at 40% through the NFL season. So, we're in the middle of the NFL season, I think, is fair to say. So, baseball is concluding. World Series is about to get played. Football is in the middle. And basketball is about to tip off. No disrespect if you're a fan of other sports, but I think, you know, in this country, those are the three major sports. Basketball is about to tip off. Hockey's also going on, if you're a hockey fan. And I know hockey fans are very passionate. But in general, for the broader point, I'm saying baseball's at World Series, NFL, midseason, NBA, about to start. We are at the nexus of the sports universe. We are on First and First. So, there you go. The nexus of the universe. All of sports is intersecting with itself. So given that we're at the nexus of the sports universe, given that we're on First and First, what is getting your attention first right now? Is it playoff baseball? Is it football? Or is it the prospect of the NBA season returning? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. As we sit here at the nexus of the sports universe, First and First, what's getting your attention first? Football, baseball, basketball, hockey. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. I want to hear your responses. Why don't I ask the guys in the studio real quick? Shep, what's getting your attention first?
Oh, it's the Yankees, man. Baseball.
How about you, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm still focused on the baseball because I hate the Yankees with a passion. So I want to make sure that they're out. They have to get eliminated, and then I could focus on other things.
He doesn't like winning teams, Robin. That's what he's trying to say.
Gotcha. Well, he's a Mets fan.
Well, that's true. Mets, yeah. Knicks, yeah. Jets, Islanders.
He doesn't like winning teams. I mean, someone could effectively conclude that from your list there. Greg Caserta, we are at the nexus of the sports universe, First and First. Basketball's about to start. Football's in the middle of the season. Baseball's winding down. What's getting your attention first right now?
As a Yankees fan, baseball.
We got a lot of Yankees fans here.
NFL second, and sorry, Shep, NBA very distant third.
See, I'm NBA first, and actually, I'm not even a baseball guy, but it might be baseball second and football third. I might be in that order.
Yeah.
But then football's the most popular. Yeah, have you seen some of the ratings? Like, it's insane. Like, no matter what, the NFL can have scandals with the officiating, a crisis about the state of the sport, Colin Kaepernick, everything, so on and so forth, and still, like, you know, the highest-rated baseball game is a third. The highest-rated playoff baseball game is a third of the average.
Thursday Night Football, I think, was over $15 million for Chiefs-Broncos, and then the ALCS game was over $6 million. Yeah. So it's not even in the same ballpark.
I'm not judging anyone, by the way. That's the whole point of this. We're all fans. Like what you like. The idea that someone should be judged for that. I'm NBA first. I've never made bones about it. So I'm most excited about basketball. My evenings have purpose. Coming up soon, starting next week.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Just for you. Not quite true. I got to partially for me. I mean, would I do it for free? I'll let you figure that one out. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. It's the nexus of the sports universe right now. First and First, like Kramer and Seinfeld, where baseball, first and foremost, is in the postseason. Astros, Yankees deciding who will go play the Nationals. Meanwhile, NFL in midseason. College football in the midst of its season. And the NBA tips off next week. Next week. So, with us being on First and First at the nexus of the sports universe, what is your attention with first? Baseball, football, basketball, which? 855-212-4227. The guys in the studio are all going baseball. They're Yankees fans, though. Well, you know, that makes sense. We're in New York. Or they're anti-Yankees fans. Anthony's an anti-Yankees fan. For those of you who are unfamiliar, there is a phenomenon with some of the Mets fan base. I'm not saying him specifically. But with some of the Mets fan base where they root against the Yankees harder than they root for the Mets. I found that to be true amongst some Mets fans. Anthony, are you one of those Mets fans where you root against the Yankees harder than you root for the Mets?
Oh, no, absolutely not. But I despise the Yankees.
All right, so he does not like the Yankees. Matthew in Detroit. Matthew, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yeah, originally I was going to say the NBA because just the emotional energy of this week has made me kind of down. But when I heard you talk, college football, 100% college football, excited about. I'm a Missouri graduate, SEC fan. So I'm looking forward to today. And I'm really excited to see Michigan get rolled by Penn State. And then these Michiganders who love their Wolverines keep melting down on Harbaugh. Anyway, thank you and have a good day.
You know, college football season, you know, you had the Georgia game last week, which was sort of interesting. I kind of think it's been boring. Does anybody else think that? Like, there's been no storylines out of this college season. You had Jalen Hurts at the beginning of the year, and maybe you could say Trevor Lawrence didn't realize his potential. Last week was the first, I think, shake-up to the top of the charts. Maybe it's just you need the playoff thing to start. But overall, I feel like there's just been a lack of storylines.
There's been no drama in any of these games. If it all been blowouts.
Yeah.
They haven't been competitive. That's the problem.
That would do it. Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, Rob, how you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, well, being that the Dodgers have added a baseball season and the Rams and Chargers only have, like, what, 5 wins together, I'm looking forward to this basketball season. I think the Clippers can get to the Western Finals, and I think they can do better than the Lakers. Nothing against LeBron, just for his Taco Tuesday, but I think the Clippers can go far in the playoffs.
I
like their roster.
Look, I mean, of course they can. I think you talked about two of the best teams in the league. I mean, the Lakers roster outside of LeBron and Anthony Davis does not instill fear in anyone. But the Lakers have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. If those two stay healthy, it is going to be problematic, I promise you. LeBron looks good, by the way. He looks like he's slim. He looks trim. And quick and explosive. I think we're about to have a season with LeBron that we haven't seen. Like, has anyone in year, what is he going in, year 17? Has anyone in year 17 ever been expected to play at an MVP level? I think you're going to see MVP level LeBron in year 17, which is bananas. And Anthony Davis, I get that, like, there's some animosity that people have for him because of the way all that went down and whatnot. That dude is really good. He's really good. You know, I think, like, Anthony Davis versus Giannis is a legit argument on who the best big in the NBA is. Anthony Davis is really good. And the Lakers, I think their strategy and their personnel around them is a little bit better than it was last year. You know, they have a little more shooting. They have a little bit more defensive-minded players around them. Hopefully less Rondo. You know, like, so all that together, I think the Lakers could be fearsome. I mean, it all comes down to the health of Davis and LeBron. They cannot afford a loss to injury to either of those guys. But if they're both healthy, then the Lakers are going to be something to behold. The Clippers, you know, Paul George has an injury coming into the season, obviously. So it'll be a while before we see him. But we saw what that Clippers team was able to do last year with far less talent. You know, I believe in that organizational structure and their coach. And then, of course, you know, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George changed things, put them right into the championship conversation. I mean, I think one of the reasons I think people are excited about the NBA is it feels more wide open. It's a bummer that Zion's out for that season opener. But if you look at the Western Conference, like, who has a chance to win it? I think the Lakers, the Clippers, those are the top two teams. But you could, in my mind, well, you can make an argument that the Nuggets are going to finish number one in the West, at least via record. You know, Utah is going to be tough. Houston, obviously. How could I wait to mention Houston? I should have mentioned Houston before. And there's a reality where Golden State doesn't make the playoffs. I think that's, you know, something you've heard a little bit more lately, but I think there's some real substance there. I mean, the Warriors have Steph Curry and Draymond Green. That's great. But outside of that, what do they have? I mean, D'Angelo Russell's a nice player, but he's not what they needed. They didn't need another ball-dominant guard who could score. They have no defenders. They have no size. They have virtually no threats beyond Curry. Curry might lead the league in scoring, but without Klay Thompson, you can key on him completely. And Draymond's the only guy on that roster who I think, wow, you know, he's a defensive standout. Who's the fourth best player on the Warriors right now? And they just went to 5 straight finals. That'll wear you down. In the East, East is wide open. I mean, I know people are talking about Milwaukee and Philly. Toronto looks really good still, too. I mean, Toronto is, They're not going to win the championship without Kawhi Leonard, but they're not going to fall apart without him either. And I think Brooklyn, even without Kevin Durant, is going to be very good. Boston's not going to fall too far off. I mean, there's just a lot there, I think. Dave in West Baltimore. Dave, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Robin, my main man. How you doing, fella?
What's good?
Yeah, we really do appreciate you on Saturday mornings, man. You make work a lot easier and stuff.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's nice to hear.
But anyway, the thing is, my main thing, Lamar Jackson, man, this guy has transformed this city into the excitement is just unbelievable, guy.
Lamar Jackson?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Without question. Listen, children eat all of their vegetables now. there's less crime when the Ravens are on TV, man. It's unbelievable. We got this thing called Purple Friday. Even the casual fans, man, they come out. It is unbelievable.
Well, look, there's reason to be excited about the Ravens. And, yeah, Lamar Jackson's an exciting player to watch, of course, as well. Baltimore's in first place, though, you know, which helps. And Jackson, just by nature, just by the way he plays, you know, I think a lot of the quarterbacks nowadays, by the nature of the way they play, are exciting. And that's a good thing for the NFL as a whole. You see Lamar Jackson statistically twice as many touchdowns as interceptions this year. 65% completion percentage, which is really high for him. He's already got 500 yards rushing as well. So you are dealing with a guy who has people excited and excited about what the Ravens can accomplish. So I understand if you're in Baltimore why it's football. That's why this is an interesting question to me, and it's a personal question because we all have our actual pet favorites, right? We all have the things we just genuinely like more than others, and then we all have our rooting interests too, which can sway this. Like, you know, a lot of the people I've talked to are Yankees fans. They may not be baseball fans first, but they might be most interested in baseball right now because the Yankees are involved. Or you might be more interested in basketball because you're like me and you like the NBA more than anything else, regardless of rooting interest. Or you might, you know, feel the same way about the NFL. You know, but that's the point. It's the one time on the calendar year. Really, it's a small window where all those things are happening at the same time. So it's the nexus of the universe, and I'm asking you what you're most interested in. Is it football? Is it basketball? Or is it baseball right now? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. I mean, it'd be interesting to see a map, too, wouldn't it, with, like, the shades of colors or something about where people fell in different places? Because New York right now would probably say baseball, I would think. Obviously, the D.C. area, you might have a little blip for baseball. What does the rest of that map look like? Houston? But is Houston, you know, football feels, you know, Texas is very football associated. Is Houston like one spot and the rest of the state is football? If like we're saying football is green and basketball is blue and baseball is yellow, you know, how would that map look across the country? Where would California be right now? Basketball? Probably, right? Anthony, what do you think? California's probably basketball? I mean, the college football is big there, but with the Lakers and the Clippers?
Yeah, and looking at those attendance numbers for the Chargers and then at the Rams game last week, it's pretty much all 49er fans to see a red there as well. So.
Yeah. So California might be basketball. So that would be an interesting thing to just see the map breakdown and where people are because it's unique. It doesn't happen like this generally very often where you have all the sports converging at the same time. I think it's the only time it happens is at the end of October and the beginning of November, depending on how far baseball is played, you know, when the World Series wraps up. And World Series getting ready to get started. Last night's game, apparently, by the way, was the first time in 1,609 postseason games, baseball history, both teams scored in the first inning and then put up zeros the rest of the way. Let's go to Dave in Florida. Dave, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Dave?
hey, guy, President's Cup. I think the International is going to crush the Americans. DJ just had surgery. Kepka's knee went out. DeChambeau's going to take a month off. Fowler just got married. I don't think America's as strong as they think they are.
So golf. Yeah, look, I don't think that's the consensus answer, but like I said, we all got our personal things. Neil in Wisconsin. Neil, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Neil?
Not much. Just wanted to put my input on this subject here. I believe the greatest sport of all is hockey for a few reasons. Action is there. More action. One timeout per game for each team. It's just constant hitting. It's just a great game.
You know, it's funny. Obviously, Neil, hockey's not the most popular sport, but I don't know if there's anybody who likes hockey almost where it's not their favorite sport, right? Like, I feel like people who like the proportion of people who like hockey that also consider it their favorite sport, I think is greater than the proportion of anyone who likes another sport yet considers it simultaneously their favorite sport. Like, a lot of people, I like football. It's not my favorite sport, right? And that is probably true for a lot of people versus, you know, same thing for all the other ones. For hockey, I would say the majority of people who like hockey, it's also their favorite sport. That's one of the best things about the hockey fan base is how passionate they are. But, you know, which also can come across the wrong way sometimes because I feel like a lot of the calls I'll take on hockey, and no disrespect to him, are basically like, please like my sport. This is why you should like my sport. Because they don't understand why people don't like it as much as they do. 855-212-4227. First and first, the nexus of the sports universe. What's your attention with first right now? Is it baseball with the Yankees and Astros playing to go to the World Series to take on the Nationals? Is it football with college football playoffs getting set to the rankings getting set to come in the near future and the NFL in midseason? Or is it the NBA, which is about to start? 855-212-4227, Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.